If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. I always think of Mary Paulding Martin, who passed away a little bit over a year ago, I believe, maybe 2 years now, a great matriarch of this memorial parish, and a woman of Bolton Hill who wrote poems from the marble steps. If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well. In her last years, when I would see Mary Paulding, she would say, well, all I want to do now is to just touch the fringe of Jesus's garment. And I think of that woman, the woman with the hemorrhage, with Mary Paulding Martin, with all of us wanting to touch Jesus's cloak. We want those things to happen suddenly to us, I think, these miraculous healings. And I think our culture now is very much attuned to the immediate healing, the immediate time that everything becomes well, 100%, we feel wonderful and happy and at peace. Some of us say, well, maybe we'll win the lottery. Some of us hope we'll be discovered. American Idol, America's Top Model, Top Chef, and Project Runway are all evidence that we're looking for someone to sweep us up out of the great mass of humanity and make us special. And that will make us healed and whole. For most of us, though, we know that that's probably not the way that life goes, and there often is a way that we think of how our life trajectory will take. And that's called the railroad view of life. And N.T. Wright, who is a New Testament scholar, talks about this in relationship to our faith, but also our life in general. And I just want for a moment for you to think back to when you were going to school. Many of our young people have put away their books or are about to put away their books for the summer. But suppose that you are a teenager in high school. And think about your days of going to school. And that very first day in September, and I'm thinking early teenager now, probably 13, 12, 13, 14. That day you went to school, and right at the beginning of that time, you had new clothes, new shoes, new pencils, new school bag. It was exciting. You maybe had some new notebooks and a ruler. Some get new laptops these days. But it was a time where you felt like you were at the beginning. But finally, one day, after many days such as this, graduate and leave for the wider world. And it would kind of feel like you were going along a track, and that track was prepared for you, and you would stop at the end, and there everything would be given to you that you had been working for. There was a definite beginning, middle, and end to your life. When you're in school, you feel like you're somewhere in the middle. And I think that that's true throughout life. There's stages where you feel that you're in the middle. Sometimes you feel that you're getting towards the end. But when you're in the middle, wherever you are, in high school, in grade school, in graduate school, in your work life, you sometimes feel like you're stuck in the middle. And you feel like it's taking forever for the train to get to where you want it to get. Maybe you feel like you're at the end of the track and you're wondering what that was, the whole journey was about. But today, once again, think back to the beginning. Exciting and scary at the beginning of a new phase, new clothes and new shoes. And then think to the end. Graduation, the end of a career. What does it all mean? What is it all about? And what do you do when you're in the middle, which we are most of the time? When you're on that track, what do you feel like? Where are you today? Where are you tomorrow, a workday Monday? Does it seem like just another boring day? Maybe there's another way to look at it. But most of us look at this railroad track hoping that somebody will come and lift us out of that with the lottery or the discovery or some great miraculous healing. But for most of us, we feel on that track and wonder, what's it all about? Well, I think that Jesus gives us a way of thinking about it differently. And I want to get to that, but I first want to tell you again about the Credo Conference and tell you a story about the Credo Conference, because what you do when you're at this Credo Conference is you think about where you are in your life right now. And for most of us at my conference, we were between 40 and 55. We were in the middle of our vocational life. And the very first day, we had someone who used to be a Baptist minister, and he left being a Baptist minister to become a therapist. And he's been a therapist for most of his career. His name was Bob, and he was wonderful. And the first thing that he talked about was, well, how healthy are you now? He was there to represent health. And he said, in Credo 1, we talk about your physical health, but now we talk about your emotional health more in Credo 2. And he said, there's a lot more to health than just being sick. There's a lot more, even if you're physically well, to health. And so we asked several questions to see where we were in the middle of this track that we were on. These are the questions he asked us. Is it becoming easier to say in your life, I was wrong? Have you quit blaming others in your life? How are you fixed for friends? Do you take creative risks in your life, in your vocation? Are you excited about the future? Do people feel important around you? And finally, what I thought for me was the most important question at that time, do you have the courage to be happy, to be healed? Do you have the courage to be happy and to be healed? And that was what we started off with in our sessions that kind of colored the whole week. I went back to those questions again and again to say, well, where am I in the middle of this track and where am I going? And towards the end, Bob did another presentation where he said, I want you to think about those questions again. I'm going to give you three rules for thinking about those questions. Here are my three rules for life, says Bob. One, show up. Two, pay attention. Three, speak the truth. Show up, pay attention, speak the truth. Soren Kierkegaard said, life can only be understood backwards, but must be lived forwards. As we look at the readings today, we have Abraham and Abram and Sarai, and we have the woman with the hemorrhage that I want to particularly focus on. They were pulled out of a life that they had for a new place, Abram and Sarah. They were told, God told them, a great nation will be created around you. Go, leave your homeland and follow me to the land that I will show you. And then in the New Testament, in the Gospel, the woman with the hemorrhage sees Jesus and she takes a new step in her life of reaching for healing. What they both were, Abram and Sarah and the woman with the hemorrhage, informed them, but they were looking forward to the future. I think that where we are in the middle, our present, is held together by both what we have been in the past and what we will be in the future. And here's what N.T. Wright says about that. You are doing what you are doing today because you are the person who began in that way and who will, and in that way, move forward. Memories can be reactivated, the past can catch up with you, and the future can come to meet you. It's not just a one-way track, I think, in our Gospels. And I think particularly of the woman with the hemorrhage. She was there. Everyone knew her as the woman who was unclean. Her past was all within her and around her and on actually her very body. And then she sees Jesus coming towards her in the crowd. And she runs. She makes the decision to run towards that future that was coming at her just then. In that moment, suddenly, she ran and left that track she had been on for a new place, a new future, a place where she can be whole and healed and happy. I think that Christians believe that, and in a little, just after the service, we're going to talk about the Eucharist, that in the Eucharist, Jesus becomes our past, present, and future all in one moment. In Jesus, God's future has come running to us, and in the present to meet us. It isn't just that we're chugging along on a railway line, steadily moving towards the kingdom, a distant destination. No, in particular moments again and again and again through our life, with the primary evidence being the Holy Eucharist and the Last Supper that Jesus gives us, we discover another train coming to meet us from the kingdom. It takes us out of our one-track way of thinking into a whole new place. And God comes to us, and we reach back in love. We say in just a few moments, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ died in the past, Christ is risen in the present, Christ will come again in the future. All in one moment, God reaching out, the future coming towards us with open arms so that we can embrace God. I think of that so often because I myself tend to get caught on that one-track way of thinking, that there is a destination way far in advance, and as I get older, it seems like it should be here by now. This destination I have in mind of all the work that I've done through my life, of where I've been, of all the gifts that I have. And I wonder, what is this all about? And as I get closer to what might be conceived as the end of the track, I realize that all through my life there have been these moments where Jesus has swept by and his garment has come close. And the times that I have been able to reach out to that future coming before me, that future hope, I find that that's when I'm happy and healed and whole. So this summer, I'm wondering if you could go back to Bob's questions. I'll say them again, and the three rules. And think about where God is coming to you, coming close to you, the future coming at you right now. There's a lot more to health than being. Is it becoming easier to say, I was wrong? Have you quit blaming others? How are you fixed for friends? Do you take creative risks? Are you excited about the future? Do people feel important around you? Do you have the courage to be happy, to be healed, to be whole? As you ponder those questions, remember to show up, pay attention, speak the truth, for God is coming right to us every moment, every day. Amen.